Good morning and welcome to another episode of Who Am I? Cue the new theme tune!
What unites people? Armies? Gold? Flags? Stories?
What did you guys think? We would love your feedback on that. So before we continue, please know this is a bit of a spoiler alert. We got told this would be a good idea to implement. So if you haven't listened to the last episode and don't want to spoil the answer for yourself, skip forward another 60 seconds. So here we go. I think everyone got this episode correct. It was, drum roll please, Michelle Obama. That's right. The parts that we covered in her life were her pianos and recital with her great aunt. The fresh lawyer who came in that Michelle thought was hot was, of course, Barack Obama. And then we covered on about her feelings at his inauguration, followed by her on book tour. So it was pretty easy. But at the same time, congratulations to everyone who managed to guess it right. We realised that probably we're making this a little bit easy for you. So we're going to go and increase the difficulty a little bit. We're going to dive deeper and just give you a single moment of their life, which may have clues led in there to their wider or bigger one. And I must say, with this episode, that it does go into a little bit of a dark place. So if you're worried that it may trigger something for you, you may wish to proceed with caution or skip to the next episode. So here we go. Why do I keep having these demons keep me up at night? I've always had anxiety, and I don't think many people can tell. But I always struggle to sleep on a big day like this. Why do I always get this feeling? This feeling like I might die somehow tomorrow. I know it's not going to happen, but it always feels so real. Back in the day, it used to paralyze me completely, but I'm over that now. I know it's all psychological. No. I've quit that a long time ago. I can't suppress them. I need to kill them. One. Two. Three. I'm just so used to taking on things that aren't mine to face. It's probably why I am the way I am now. Oh, tomorrow, it could go wrong in so many ways. What if that happens? What if I ruin how I'm perceived? What if I'm not good enough? Nah, I can't keep thinking like that. Let's try this.
Hi, and welcome to Headspace. So no matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter how many thoughts are racing around your mind, no matter how the body's feeling, just take a moment to sit down and take a big deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. As you breathe in, a sense of taking in fresh air, the lungs expanding. As you breathe out, a sense of letting go.
Shit! It's already that time. I haven't even slept at all. Thing is that I know that when I step out there, this feeling will go. I just need to go and get it over and done with. But in the moment, I'm just not sure. Guess it's time to put that face on. Who am I? So guys, how did it go? Any idea who it could be? Listening to that myself again, I do realise just how hard that one is. And I really look forward to listening to all the guesses that you guys have put together. I think we're going to have a couple of different answers for once, and that's a really, really good thing. As I mentioned previously, if any of that did trigger you, or perhaps maybe you felt that way even before, I do implore that you speak with someone, even if it's not professional, it's a friend, it's a family member, anything like that. Being able to speak about it is a really positive first step. So please do reach out if you need someone to talk to. And as we're making this a little bit harder, if no one gets it right, what we're going to do is we're going to do another episode with another sub-story from that person's life. We're hoping that this one is in the right line of difficulty. You know, the previous two, maybe they were a little bit easy for you. But now we want to increase that difficulty. So hopefully we might be able to see episodes that run more than one episode because people can't guess who it is. And that will be the way for any story that doesn't necessarily get the correct answer. So that kind of brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you didn't know, you can now find us on Spotify and iTunes. So please do share this with your friends, discuss amongst yourselves who you think this could be, and obviously subscribe to us on either platform. And of course, both platforms if you can. If you do use iTunes though, please do leave us a 5-star review if you like this podcast. Your feedback really helps us to tailor the stories to you, and knowing how you came about the answer also really lets us know if we're making this too easy or if we're making this too hard. I wish everyone a fantastic week, and we'll be back again next week with another episode of Who Am I, along with the answer, as long as someone gets it right. So thank you very much, guys, and look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.